When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Sunday is Sunday to my family, but Sunday is not simply Sunday for me. For Sunday is the one day when I love to see the funnies. Breakfast is nothing of which you can boast, but breakfast to me isn't coffee and toast. It's coffee and toast and what I love the most, the funnies. Oh, I love the funnies. I couldn't go without the funnies. A cup of coffee to my lips, and in between the sips, the papers with the capers that are in the comic strips, which means I'm simply mad about. I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies. Oh, in my pajamas, I love to read the Cats and Jammers. A little coffee in a cup, and bringing father up, I'm Dippy over Skippy and his little yellow pup, which means I'm simply mad about. I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies. I'm not concerned with the news of the day, the stories of who murdered who, and for the columns, what they have to say, I have no need of. I don't want to read of the guys and all their honeys, the wealthy daughters or the sunnies, the news about the lovely trips that people take in ships. I'd rather read about the people in the comic strips, which means I'm simply mad about. I mean, I couldn't do without the funnies. I'm not concerned with the news of the day, the stories of who murdered who, and for the columns, what they gotta say. No, I have no need of, I don't wanna read of the guys and all their honeys, the wealthy daughters or the sons, the news about the lovely trips that they all take in ships. I'd rather read about the people in the comic strips, which means I'm simply mad about. It means I couldn't do without the funnies.
Well, who doesn't love the funnies? I know I sure do. Maybe you do as well. Maybe it's Sunday afternoon and you still have the comic supplements spread across your bedspread, still lingering on your second or third cup of coffee. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. Irving Berlin loved the funnies. He loved them enough to include a song about them in his As Thousands Cheer in 1933. And one of the things that's fascinating is the funnies, the comic strips, the comic books, grew up at the same time that the American musical did. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why the American musical has turned to the funny pages and those great characters that have their exploits and escapades therein as a source for a number of Broadway musicals. Some of them are noble failures. One or two of them are huge, tremendous hits. And the funnies, comic books, and the musical have a lot in common. They're colorful, they're amusing, they have great characters, and they have an enduring American spirit. The first real Sunday comic supplement came in the Hearst newspaper, the Journal American, in 1897, just as the theater district was getting underway. And you can also trace a kind of parallel movement between the huge, enthusiastic reception of the funnies and the growth of the American musical. In the 1930s, audiences who read the funny papers demanded a little bit more. They liked the sort of crazy, jokey strips of the 20s of Crazy Cat or Bringing Up Father or Blondie. But in the 1930s, they wanted more character, more story, just the way they did in the American musical. And one of the most enduring comic strips to grow up during the 1930s was Little Abner by Al Capp. that famous indolent hillbilly who was a mattress tester who lived in Dogpatch, USA, and was constantly mooned over by the beautiful Daisy May. Al Capp added a level of political satire to the Lil Abner strip, and it made it fun to read. You could almost sort of say you were reading the headlines through the escapades in Dogpatch, USA, where the comic strip was set. So it was really only a matter of time before the musical stage took to Lil Abner. And luckily, they assigned one of the great lyricists in the movies in the American theater, Johnny Mercer, one of the few lyricists who actually grew up in the South, born in Savannah, Georgia, to write the lyrics. And the music was by Gene DePaul after their success of the film Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. So here are two cuts from the 1956 musical Lil Abner. The first we'll hear Edie Adams pining over Peter Palmer as Lil Abner. Lil Abner had one of the sexiest casts ever. It had Edie Adams, Tina Louise, who would be Ginger in Gilligan's Island, and Julie Newmar as Stupefying Jones. So, yow. And then we'll hear the irrepressible Stubby Kaye as Marion Sam singing about that great hero of Dogpatch, Jubilation T. Cornpone.
You deserve a gal who's willing, namely me, one who'd love to have your chilling, namely me, standing there in the doorway waiting at the close of day with you all the
Scarlet, honey, it's high time you knew that our town was founded by that beloved man a setting up there on that horse, Jubilation T. Cornpone. The greatest fighting general and military strategist the Confederacy ever knew.
Was he brave?
Brave? Why, J.T. Cornpone didn't know the meaning of the word fear. Terror, yes, but fear, never. And all over the countryside, there's monuments commemorating the names of his famous battles.
Such as?
Cornpone's disaster. Cornpone's misjudgment, Cornpone's catastrophe, and Cornpone's humiliation. When we fought the Yankees and annihilation was near, who was there to lead the charge that took us safe to the rear? Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone. All toot your own horn, Pone. Jubilation T. Cornpone, a man who knew no fear.
Tell us what,
yes,
Dad.
Yeah, what else did he do?
When we almost had him, but the issue still was in doubt. Who suggested the retreat that turned it into a rout? Why, it was
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Erect, all tattered and torn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone, he kept us hiding out.
With our ammunition gone and faced with utter defeat, who was it that burned the crops and left us nothing to eat?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Old September morn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
The pants blown off his seat.
Hooray!
It seemed like our brave boys might keep on fighting for months.
You tell.
Who took pity on them and capitulated at once?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Unshaven and shorn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
He weren't nobody's dunce.
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Reconnoitering to flank the enemy's rear, circled through the piney woods and disappeared for a year.
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Oh, treat him with scorn, Pone.
Yeah! Jubilation T. Cornpone, the missing mountaineer,
who became so famous with a reputation so great,
who?
That he ran for president and didn't carry a state.
Well, I can tell us it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Old wouldn't be sworn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone, he made the country wait.
Stonewall Jackson got his name by standing firm in the fray. Who was known to all his men as good old paper mache?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
History says that General Grant was pretty good with a jug. Who drank drink for drink with him and wound up under the rug?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Passed out until morn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone, his whiskers in his mouth.
Hearing that a northern spy had come to town for the night, who gained entrance to her room and lost a glorious fight?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Old, weary, and worn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
He fought all through the night. There at Appomattox, Lee and Grant were present, of course, as Lee swept a tear away, who swept the back of his horse.
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
See, that's why I love Johnny Mercer. He squeezes such big stories into such short lines of lyrical magnificence. One of the great, great humorist lyricists on the American stage. Now, those of you who may have read Lil Abner over the years might remember a character called Fearless Fosdick, a sort of a hapless, lantern-jawed, eagle-beaked-nosed detective who kept getting shot up like Swiss cheese and kept shooting innocent bystanders. And, of course, he was based on Chester Gould's Dick Tracy. Now, Dick Tracy made his appearance in comics in 1931 and quickly became one of the most popular adventure comics of all time, with his raids against gangsters and his fearless devotion to the law, and of course the bizarre villains. There had never been more bizarre villains outside of a Batman comic book. There was the Brow and Itchy and the Mole and of course Flat Top. And you'd think Dick Tracy was a natural for musicalization. Well, it happened first in 1945 for a unique one-off radio program called Command Performance. Dick Tracy was played by Bing Crosby. His girlfriend, Tess Trueheart, was played by Dinah Shore. And the evil Flat Top was played by, wait for it, Bob Hope. So here's a little section of this live broadcast with Bob Hope trying to snare Snowflake, played by Judy Garland, and into his nefarious clutches. So it gets around to some music in a while, but let's hear some comedy and song from Bob Hope and Judy Garland in a show called Dick Tracy in B Flat.
Please, Flat Top, leave me alone.
Come over here, Snowflake. I'm going to tie you up with this rope.
That rope? You wouldn't take advantage of a poor, defenseless girl, would you?
She doesn't know me very well.
Please, please, Flat Top, I beseech you to release me.
Nothing doing. I only release them when they're over 38.
Flat Top, I appeal to you on bended knee.
Kid, you appeal to me in any position.
Oh, I'm ashamed of you. What would your mother say if she saw you acting this way?
I never had a mother.
What would your father say?
Nothing. He never had a mother either. Listen, Snowflake, how about you and I teaming up?
Oh, don't be silly. I promised my hand to Vitamin Flintheart.
Give it to him. It's the rest of you I want. What about it, Snowflake? Will you marry me?
Oh, no. What would I want with anyone with such a flat top, Flat Top? It's your joke. But at least if
I
you
don't
were
take the blame, I tell
at
you.
At least if you were twins, I could use you for a bookend.
I don't get sassy, Snowflake. I'm a tough guy, see? I'll show you how strong I am. Watch me rip this telephone book in half.
You couldn't.
Just watch. Now for the next page.
Please, please, Flat Top, let me go. These ropes are pressing against my flesh.
I can always replace him with me. Me, proud beauty, I've got you over a barrel.
Yes, you have got me over a barrel. Somewhere over a barrel, black and blue, smiling brave. The whilst I wait for a music cue. If Miss Pons can sink a dancer's grabbing ass and drinking poison wine, how can I refuse to sing a song for you?
Girlie, I'm strong for you. When you go away, I'm going to long for you. Won't you please encourage me with just a word or two? Do, do.
You're so repulsive.
Oh, you needn't say you love me for. I'm pretty sure you don't. Don't. I'm going to long for you. I do a wrong for you. Because I'm awfully strong for you. Honest little girl.
For you.
No, when you go away, I'm going along for you. We're going to be arrested, you know.
Please encourage me because
the word you do. You're so repulsive, you needn't say you love
me. Sorry, you sure you don't.
Tell me that you like
the end. Love me
that I won't
be glad. That's honestly true. I'll go along
for you.
I
I'll do a wrong for you, because I'm awfully strong for you.
That's from the radio show Dick Tracy and B-flat. Interesting, Judy Garland never liked to make fun of Over the Rainbow. As far as I know, it's one of the few episodes in which she did on the air. Dick Tracy, of course, had his big day in the sun in the 1988 movie, starring and produced and directed by Warren Beatty. And I think we know who wrote the score to that movie. Yes, it was Stephen Sondheim writing one of his rare original scores for a movie. I can't bring myself to play some of the Madonna songs from the film, but here's Mel Torme giving us a view of racketeering and freedom in Chicago in the 1930s.
The birds in the trees, high above the briars, live alone and like it. I do whatever I please when my heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all, no guarantees. That's my only motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. I can have the moon, but I don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it, that's the answer for me. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me. Hoo-doo-doo-dee. Don't come out of that tree. That's the answer for me. Don't come out of that tree.
Now, what other lyricist than Stephen Sondheim is going to find a rhyme for obligato? The comic strips started to become so popular in the 1930s that were cut up and pasted and assembled into comic books that were largely reprints of Dick Tracy or The Phantom or Flash Gordon. But in 1938, everything changed when a red-caped superhero named Superman flashed across the cover of Action Comics, giving the world the great American superheroes. Of course, the Man of Steel came from the planet Krypton to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. And his never-ending battle was taken to Broadway in 1966. Superman had been in every medium possible, radio, television, movie serials, cereal boxes. But this musical was called It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. It was written by Robert Benton and David Newman, who wrote the screenplay to Bonnie and Clyde, and the score was by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. Hal Prince directed a very inventive production that had huge comic book panels with people in them, and it had a wonderful, lighthearted spirit. It was tongue-in-cheek, but not exactly camp. I think it struck a wonderful balance. It's one of my favorite shows and, of course, one of my favorite characters, Superman. So we'll hear two songs back-to-back. Bob Holliday announcing what his role is as Superman, and then Patricia Moran singing about her unrequited love for that man who just can't keep both feet on the ground. So here is Doing Good, and it's Superman.
Every man has a job to do, and my job is doing good. Every night when the job is through, I fold my tights, proud to know I've done all I could. It's a satisfying feeling when you hang up your cape to know that you've averted murder, larceny, and rape. Every man has his job to do. Well, back into the old Clark Kent disguise. I'll never stop doing good. Other men have their work to do, but as for me, I must live not one life but two. This disguise is really wonderful, for who would guess that underneath this white shirt is a great big red S? Every man has his job to do, and my job is doing good. I'll never stop doing good. Oh, it's hard to keep on wearing the old Clark Kent smile, but I know I have to do it 'cause my work is so worthwhile. La-dee-dum, it's a funny life, still and all a life well spent. So here you go, bravery gone, meek and mild, glasses on, Superman, now you're Clark Kent.
Oh, how I wish I weren't in love with Superman. A wasted life is all I've got with Superman. To hope that it could ever be is just a schoolgirl's fantasy. Oh, is there no one else for me but Superman? Does he ever hold me? Has he ever told me he could care? Tell me, please, when will he learn it's not some silly fly-by-night affair? I know that I should find myself another man, someone to give my love to, as I know I can. A homey type who'll stay around, a guy with both feet on the ground. But till he comes, my heart is bound to Superman.
Great storytelling. Well, Superman won every battle he ever faced, but he couldn't fight the Broadway critics. The show, unfortunately, was a flop. Prince said it may have been because Batman was on television twice a week. I actually think it was a little ahead of its time, because 10 years later, some of the same writers worked together on the hit movie of Superman and everything changed. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're celebrating the funnies and the characters that inspired some great Broadway musicals. In 1950, Charles M. Schulz, who's an unknown cartoonist, decided to write put together a strip about little kids, he called them. They became peanuts over his objection. And, of course, they featured Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Linus and Lucy and the whole gang. They kind of simmered along for a while, but really hit the big time in 1960. I'm sure we've all seen the television special A Charlie Brown Christmas in 1965, and that led a composer named Clark Gessner to actually compose a concept album about the characters in Peanuts. He got Charles Schulz's approval to turn it into a Broadway musical. It didn't actually open on Broadway. It opened off Broadway at Theater 80 St. Mark's. It was called You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and its sensibility perfectly captured the strip. Small cast of six, one piano, some geometric blocks, and the darn thing ran for over 1,500 performances and is done in every junior high school and summer camp out there. I played Linus in summer camp. Can I see a show of hands of people who were in your good man Charlie Brown in summer camp? Oh, look, yes, my engineer, John Sood, said he was as well. So good for you. Okay, so here are two typical songs that sum up the great spirit of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, from the original off-Broadway cast. Here's Bill Hinnant as Snoopy singing Supper Time, which is kind of a cheeky nod to Irving Berlin's Supper Time, and the whole cast together singing at the conclusion, Happiness.
My stomach clock just went off. It's supper time and Charlie Brown has forgotten to feed me. Here I lie, a withering hollow shell of a dog, and there sits my supper dish, empty. Well, that's all right. You'll remember. Tomorrow after school, when no little furry friend comes to greet him, then he'll remember. Rush out here to the doghouse, but it'll be too late. There'll be nothing left but the dry carcass of his former friend who used to run and play so happily with him. Nothing left but the bleached bones
of
the little canine.
Snoopy, are you asleep or something? I've been standing here for a whole minute with your supper dish and you haven't even noticed. Come on now, it's supper time.
Supper time? Supper time?
Behold the brimming bowl of meat and meal, which is brought forth to ease our hunger. Behold the flowing flagon, moist and sweet, which has been sent to slake our thirst.
All right, there's no need for a big production. Just get down off of your doghouse and eat.
Oh, it's supper time, yes, supper time. Ooh, it's supper time, very best time of day. Supper time, yes, supper time. And when supper time comes, can supper be far away? Bring on the soup dish, bring on the cup, bring on the bacon and fill me up, cause it's supper time.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Bring on the dog food, bring on the bone, bring on the barrel and roll me home. Supper. Super-pepper-upper, supper. Super-duper-dupper time. Wintertime's nice with the ice and snow. Summertime's nice with a place to go. Bedtime, overtime, halftime too. But they just can't hold a candle to my supper time.
Supper quietly and calmly like any normal dog.
So what's wrong with making mealtime a joyous occasion? I like to sit up here after supper and listen to the sounds of the night. But somehow something seems to be missing. Oh! In my opinion, that was exactly what was needed.
I'm so happy. That little red-headed girl dropped her pencil. It's got teeth marks all over it. She nibbles her pencil. She's human! Gosh, it hasn't been such a bad day after all. Happiness is finding a pencil.
Pizza with sausage.
Telling the time. happiness is learning to whistle.
Tying your shoe for the very first time.
Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band.
And happiness is walking hand in hand. Happiness is two kinds of ice cream.
Knowing a secret.
Climbing a tree. Happiness is five different crayons. Catching a firefly.
Setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then.
And happiness is coming home again.
Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Happiness is having a sister,
sharing a sandwich, getting along.
Happiness is singing together when day is through. And happiness is those who sing with you. Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too.
For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Good grief, what a hit. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown proved so popular with audiences across the generations that in 1999 they revived it for a Broadway production. And they incorporated a lot of changes in the script that had occurred over three decades, including the character of Sally Brown. Sally Brown proved to be a launching pad for the young Christian Chenoweth as she skyrocketed to stardom. Here she is with her new philosophy.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh, yeah, that's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. My new philosophy, Miss B.
I'm she.
Look, C.
A D.
A D. Well, why are you telling me?
And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me?
My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B flat minor.
No! I like it. No!
That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it. Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting.
For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it! It's like a guarantee.
Should live each day as if it were the last day of our life.
Ah, this is the last day. This is it. I only have 24 hours left. Help me, help me. This is the last day.
Clearly, some philosophies aren't for all people.
And that's my new philosophy.
Well, if a show with six little kids could do well on Broadway or in the regions and repertory, what about the most famous little kid in all of the comics, Little Orphan Annie? Yes. In 1924, Harold Gray created the plucky, redheaded, pupil-challenged heroine of a number of adventure strips with, of course, her dog Sandy, who goes, "Arf," and the irrepressible and beneficent Daddy Warbucks. Martin Sharnan, the lyricist, came across an anthology of Little Orphan Annie strips and thought they would make a good basis for a musical in the mid-70s. It took him until 1977 for it to happen. He teamed up with composer Charles Strauss and the book writer Tom Meehan, and they came up with this wonderful Depression-era Cinderella story which starred our plucky heroine. It became a mega, mega hit as a movie and as a TV show, and there's rumors of a revival next season. For me, the most successful part of the show has to deal with her relationship with Daddy Warbucks. So here's the, I guess, what would you say, the 10 o'clock number, not quite an 11 o'clock number, where Annie and Daddy Warbucks seal their eternal friendship. Here's the original Andrea McArdle and Reed Shelton from Annie.
Together at last.
Together forever.
We're tying a knot.
They never can sever.
I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you. You wrap me around that cute little finger. You've made life a song. You've made me the singer.
And what's that bathtub tune you always ba-ba-boo?
Ba-ba-ba, anything but you.
Yesterday was plain awful.
You can say that again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
But that's
not now.
That's then.
I'm poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas. But nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything but you. Hamlet needed his mother.
Woolworth needed his shop.
Orville needed his brother. Or else
he'd go
kerplop. To feel that feeling of power. Now every other need has disappeared from you. I don't need anything but you.
The hit song from Annie was, of course, Tomorrow. It's not covered by many artists, but Idina Menzel covered it in a live concert version, and I think she gives it just the right amount of belt and sass it needs. Here's Idina Menzel.
sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be a sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's a man, when I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow. So you gotta hang on, you gotta hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, 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 I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. I'm Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street. We're celebrating the Funnies today on 88.3 FM WPPB. You can also get us on podcasts at peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. One musical that tried to follow in the footsteps of Annie was Doonesbury the musical. What? There was a Doonesbury musical? Yes, it ran about four panels long on Broadway in 1983. Gary Trudeau wrote the lyrics. Liz Suedos wrote the music. And it didn't really quite work. I think Trudeau's ideas are maybe more interesting than his characters. But here is the always amusing, always hilarious Gary Beach as the gonzo Uncle Duke singing about his past sins in Guilty.
The picture I'm going to paint for you may not be a pretty one, but it is a story of truth and compassion. So I want to dedicate it to every one of you in the jury.
The jury will disregard the defendant's dedication.
This better be good, sir.
Mr. Duke.
Thanks, Your Honor. I'll try to keep it short. I know I haven't told it straight till now, but please the court. I'm just a man who's been misunderstood. Yeah, I'm guilty of caring, guilty of sharing too much for my own good. When I was in China, I was like a lonely marine. Talked to lots of pretty little local girls. Or is in between, though I up and left as soon as I could. Those women were barren,
myself in school. Those youngsters had it rough. I couldn't rest till they had the best in stereos and jeans, you know, good American stuff. My friends, if you could see their faces in that far-off hell. I got a picture here of my youngest. Damn, must have left it in my cell. I know I think of others more than I should. Yeah, I'm guilty of caring, guilty of sharing too much for my youngest. Yeah, I'm guilty of caring, guilty of sharing too much for my own good.
Comic strips have become less essential reading for the American public, and musical animated films have taken up a lot of the slack. But superheroes are still popular, none more so than Spider-Man. As you may have heard a rumor, there's a Spider-Man musical on Broadway. Of course there is. The New York Times writes about it every other day. It's called Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. I saw it and I had a good time. If you're expecting Carousel, you'll be disappointed. But it's a very lively, colorful, dramatic extravaganza that I think does well by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko's nerd who's bit by a radioactive spider. So with a score by Bono and The Edge, here is Reeve Carney and the original cast singing Rise Above.
The ones who run the firehouse are the ones who start the fire. And the lawless make the laws, and every preacher is a liar. And the ones that damn the innocent, well, they own the nightly news and front page. An old man said to me, it's not who but what you know. Knowledge isn't wisdom without control. Better still to be the changes that you want to see. They come slow, I know. And you said right.
Your strength will be a vision beyond visibility, and the gift you have within will give you new eyes to see. And you can rise above, swing through the skies above, and you shall rise above. Yeah.
not share, and your strength will be a vision beyond visibility, and the gift you have before you will give you new eyes to see.
Well, that's our tribute to the Sunday Funnies. To be continued, as they say in the comic strips. And if Spider-Man and Bono isn't your cup of tea, maybe Strauss and Adams are. So, look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Don't panic, Lois. Here I come. Come on, pal, let's go, bam! I need a little exercise. Take that pow and that sock. Let's see what you can do. You boys, pow, a good bam. I like a crook who really tries. Come on, pow, let's go, wham! You'll learn a trick or two. Gee, it's funny that only a moment ago, pow, bam, zonk, I doubted myself, and all that was right. But now I see the light. Oh no, whack, you don't, wham! I'll show you babies who I am. Ow! Whack! Zonk! Crunch! Lots of fun. Good shot.
Thank you.
Grunt, that's one that I forgot. Let's not quit now. I'll let you know when I am done. Come on. What's wrong? You kids don't look so hot. Gosh, I'm hungry. I'd sure like a T-bone steak. Pow, bam, zonk. I haven't felt this good since Krypton knows when. Don't you do that again. Night, sweet dreams. So sorry to mess up your plan, but now you know. Splat, pow, and fool around. Wham, zow, with Superman.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.